From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. At the June 14th Chatham Village Board meeting, village accountant Robert Patterson advised that a private audit of the village finances could cost as much as $30,000. Patterson also said if state auditors reviewed the books, they would just review internal systems and, he said, those, and I quote, are fine, end quote. Patterson also explained during the public meeting that the board can lend money from the general fund to the water and sewer departments to cover the existing deficit, but the funds would have to be repaid. The village is currently running a deficit of approximately $370,000 for water and sewer services. Village Treasurer Barbara Henry said using funds from the general fund would suffice for the short term as long as the village is taking some action to increase revenue for water and sewer services. She said the state wants to see, and I quote, the village is doing something to reduce the deficit, end quote. In May, the village increased water and sewer rates by 65%, effective June 1st. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Dan Freeman is reporting for the Times Union on the SNAP work requirement contained in the federal bill that U.S. Representative John Faso voted for last week. The measure passed the House June 21st on a narrow 213-211 vote. As approved, the measure would expand the already existing work requirements for able-bodied recipients under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. Anyone between the ages of 18 and 59 would be mandated to work or to participate in job training for at least 20 hours a week. The new bill raises the previous age limit by 10 years from 49 to 59. A Congressional Budget Office analysis of the bill found it would result in trimming $9 billion nationwide from the program over a decade. Other estimates say it would result in 1 million people losing the benefit. The House version of the bill, Friedman writes, and I quote, is likely to get roughed up in the Senate, end quote, where Democrat votes would be required to win approval. Agriculture Committee member Kirsten Gillibrand said she would fight to keep the House SNAP measure out of the Senate bill. She said, and I quote, I am disturbed that House Republicans, including some from our own state, want to make it even harder for struggling families to put food on the table. And I think this plan is a blatant example of how out of touch Congress is about poverty in our country, end quote. In response to the criticism, Faso said, and I quote, this doesn't reduce eligibility for SNAP. It simply says you should be in training or at work to receive benefits, if able-bodied. This is not grapes of wrath, end quote. With 2.8 million recipients, New York has the fourth largest SNAP population in the nation. About 60% of New York SNAP recipients live in New York City. In Faso's 19th congressional district, 10% of the population receives SNAP compared to 15% statewide. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting a bill that would allow the use of medical marijuana in the state of New York to be expanded is now awaiting Governor Andrew Cuomo's signature. The measure was approved by the state legislature before the end of the legislative session last week. At present, medical marijuana may be prescribed to treat chronic pain, but the legislation would allow its use for episodic pain. The bill was sponsored by Republican State Senator George Amador. Amador said, and I quote, someone who may have been going through maybe a torn rotator cuff or a certain type of medical condition, now a doctor could be allowed the use of medical marijuana to treat that type of pain as an alternative to an opiate that they would typically go and prescribe, end quote. The measure would also allow medical marijuana to be used as an alternative to Suboxone to wean an addicted person from an opiate. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Glenn Blaine is reporting for the Daily News. Republican gubernatorial candidate Marcus Molinaro, June 22nd, called for an end to state-funded corporate welfare. Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, promised to overhaul New York's, and I quote, failed and bloated economic development programs, end quote, and stop the flow of discretionary tax dollars to individual corporations. Molinaro said at a press conference held at the state capitol, and I quote, we will not authorize cutting checks to businesses, end quote. The Tivoli Republican said he would still support tax breaks for businesses so long as they were part of a broad-based effort. He said, and I quote, the way, in my opinion, that you grow jobs in the state of New York is you reduce cost and you make it easier for businesses to thrive, end quote. Following Molinaro's comments, Cuomo campaign officials labeled him a hypocrite. They said he applauded Cuomo's economic development efforts in 2012 when the state helped retailer Gap Incorporated expand its Dutchess County Distribution Center with $1 million worth of tax credit. And you can read the full story in the New York Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org.